This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
If you see me coming, I'm about to get it started. Get it started. I'ma show you something that you never knew you wanted. Yeah, you want it. Claws out, unleashed, I'm a beast. Got the whole crowd, party, make a scene. Gonna get loud, real proud, show my teeth. Go wild, like an animal.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, so they say. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios on this lovely Monday, June the 2nd of 2025, day 153rd of the year, and only 212 days left to go. Anyways, we are doing that from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. So don't worry about all that stuff, because that's where we're doing it from. That's kind of how we're hanging and we're banging and we're doing everything. And then we're hanging out with our friends over there.
Rio, big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so let me tell you, because I'm being told right off the bat here that it looks like our video server is down. So if you're hanging out watching the vid, well, there is no vid because we're only audio today, just so you know. So don't think that that'll be coming up anytime soon, just so you're aware. We'll get that worked on to see what the hell we can do to get it rolling and bowling for you. No doubt about that, as we are talking, hanging, banging, and doing all the fun and controversial stuff that we enjoy doing, because why would we do it in any other format whatsoever? Okay, so with that being said, let's start talking, let's start hanging, let's start banging right away. Doing tons of stuff to talk about. So how was your weekend? Hopefully everything was good, grand, inside of your neck of the woods, because, you know, it's important for us to talk about. Our show consists of safety in the news and safety, just in case you were wondering exactly of what you just fallen into the vortex of. That way you know exactly what we're about to get into, because, hey, without that, it is a cluster F of some things going on inside of here. That is no doubt about that. Anyways, my weekend was fantastic. So thanks for asking. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of here, a little bit of there. You know, the good times of life, enjoying everything that's coming my general direction. If you want to interact with the show, it's an easy process of doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com, and that will get everything moving and grooving for you. Just a little FYI for information of things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because we have to talk about all those things. Why would we not talk about them? I mean, we have to. It's just we just gotta, because that's the way how our world works. No doubt there. Anyways, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's get into notable and noteworthy. A historic divide between home buyers and sellers is taking place. Also, Todd Chrisley has zero remorse and Shakira feels devastated. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Diddy's prison costume hits the auction block, and Ariana Grande joins the latest installment of the comedy franchise. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And also, King Charles is making some personal changes, so we'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. You know, the stuff that we talk about. So with that being said, I got a ton of stuff for us to discuss this morning, because that's kind of what we do around here. So if you're ready, I have my friends at Feature Story News waiting to talk to us about what the hell's going on. So if you're good with this, I think I'm good with this, and we can start going down, this weird road of ours that we talk about as things are going on inside of the world of the news. So let's do that. Let's do the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The FBI says it's investigating an act of terrorism after six people were injured in an attack at an event in Colorado. A 45-year-old man's been arrested, accused of using a makeshift flamethrower at an outdoor mall in Boulder. It happened as a group gathered to remember Israelis being held hostage in Gaza. Local Police Chief Stephen Redfern says it was a dangerous scene.
When this call came out today, our officers rushed as quickly as they could, and they immediately ran into a chaotic situation where a man was throwing Molotov cocktails and using other devices to hurt people.
The initial callers indicated that there was a man with a weapon and that people were being set on fire. The initial response by our officers, we were on scene very quickly. When we arrived, we encountered multiple victims that were injured with injuries consistent with burns and other injuries.
Ukraine and Russia are meeting in Istanbul on Monday for a second round of peace talks. It comes after Ukraine carried out its biggest long-range attack of the war, with drones striking dozens of Russian warplanes at four military bases. More than 30 people have died in heavy rains in northeast India in recent days. Rescue operations are underway as tourists have been stranded and villages flooded. Rebecca Bundon reports from Mumbai.
Heavy rainfall has hit northeastern states in India, including Assam, Manipur, Tripura and Sikkim. The rains have caused flash floods and landslides. Hundreds of people have been affected, and rescue operations, including the Indian Air Force, are being carried out to reach those who are stranded. With more rain expected over the coming days, authorities are warning people to remain cautious. Last year, almost 1,500 people were killed in storms, floods and rain-related incidents in India.
The UK will build up to 12 new nuclear-powered attack submarines. The Prime Minister's setting out the government's strategic defence review. $20 billion will be spent on nuclear warheads. Defence Secretary John Healey says the new strategy will help Britain meet a new era of threat.
In the end, we prevent the wars by being strong enough to defeat the enemies that might think of attacking us. And that's the reason that NATO has been the most successful defensive alliance for over 70 years. Now is the time to meet those threats, both through NATO, but also as the UK. And the way we do that is recognize the way that the war is changing, the influence of technology. We see this in Ukraine. And so at the heart of the Strategic Defence Review will be a determination to combine the innovation of AI, autonomy, drones with the hard metal of tanks, artillery, planes, but also to put defence people right at the heart, because they need to be at the heart of their plans, better pay, better housing.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the impact of Israel's war on Gaza on broader hopes that Saudi Arabia might normalize relations with Israel. That process was underway before the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel in 2023, but the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza and the regional instability it has spawned appears to have derailed American hopes that Riyadh might return to the path it was on. F. Gregory Gores is a visiting Scholar at the Middle East Institute and Professor of International Affairs at Texas A&M University.
What has happened in Gaza has both increased the cost of Saudi normalization with Israel because the Palestinian issue becomes more salient in public opinion, and the damage done to Iran in the Gaza war with the almost total destruction of Hamas, the decimation of Hezbollah, the fall of the Assad regime, has lessened the sense that Iran is a big threat. One of the reasons the Saudis were interested in relations with Israel was because they saw Israel as an ally against Iran. So the cost of dealing with Israel goes up. The Saudis are not going to move on normalization with Israel without some major shift in the Israeli position on the possibility of a two-state solution and a Palestinian state.
And there is no such shift in sight. He spoke to Foreign Policy magazine. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the FBI says it's investigating an act of terrorism after six people were injured in an attack at an event in Colorado. Ukraine and Russia are meeting in Istanbul on Monday for a second round of peace talks. More than 30 people have died in heavy rains in northeast India in recent days, and the UK will build up to 12 new nuclear-powered attack submarines as part of a strategic defence review. That's the latest feature story news, Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. So let's get into it a little bit about some of the stuff that is going on inside of the multiverse, because, hey, what else are we going to be talking about? So let's get into it. Elon Musk says that he's not habitually a user of drugs like ketamine following a lengthy expose in the New York Times, it alleged that the eccentric billionaire spent much of his time on the campaign trail last year hopped up on goofballs. What's goofballs? I'm not familiar with that. On Friday, the Times cited that a non-named source alleging that Musk uses ketamine caused him bladder problems and that he traveled with ecstasy and shrooms. Now, Musk has explicitly denied the claims, saying in the post on X, "To be clear, I am not taking drugs. The New York Times was lying their ass off," adding that, "I tried prescription ketamine a few years ago. And he said, so he said so on X. So for this, he not even to be news, according to what he's saying, it helps for getting out of the dark of the mental holes. But having taken that since then, I mean, I guess it's kind of a good bad thing when you take a look at it, because he is talking about this, which is a good thing, because, hey, why not have a full disclosure? Not that you really need to talk about anything that you're taking. But then there's that picture of him on Rogan where he was, taking the marijuana. And, you know, a lot of people made a big deal about that at the time. So I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what people think anymore about stuff like that? It's like, is it important? Is it not important? I have no clue whatsoever.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's continue talking. The CEO of the company that makes tasers is the highest paid corporate executive in the country, according to the Wall Street Journal annual list. Rick Smith from Axon Enterprises took home a compensation of cash and equity worth $164 million in 2024 alone. Smith says that a combination of options and the company's surging stock price last year triggered the windfall. The head of the General Electric took home nearly $89 million, and the chief of investment firm Blackstone pocketed $84 million, while Apple's Tim Cook earned about $74.6 million. I mean, kind of put that in perspective. A taser maker was the highest paid person. I mean, if you can get the cash, good for you. No doubt about that. So let's talk about that. General Electric. Let's see. So you got that. Then you got Blackstone, Tim Cook out of Apple, and KKR, Joseph Bay. So there you go. If you care about that kind of stuff, the list is available on the Wall Street Journal website in regards to that. Netflix Theodore Sarandos only made $61.92 million. So there you go. I mean, there's 42 pages of this stuff. I don't know if I want to go through 42 pages of people's salary. I don't care that much about it. I mean, how do you feel about it?
Does anybody else feel like a rotten egg?
So there you go. I don't know. So let's continue talking. Real estate data firm Redfin reports that there has never been more active home sellers and buyers across the country, with an estimated 1.9 million sellers and a 1.5 million buyers. The 33.7% difference marks the biggest gap since such measures began in 2013. Just a year ago, the difference was under 7%. Despite the disparity, Redfin estimates that home prices will only dip about 1% by the end of the year. A closer look shows that the market is the roughest for the people selling condos, where there are 83% more sellers than buyer, compared to a 28% gap for single family homes. Worth noting, it's likely that investors who looked to cash in on the pandemic era remote work are now trying to offload their projects too. So something to think about. I mean, you kind of always know that these things are going to end up being a cluster when it's all said and done. Just kind of a weird world that we live in. Also, a truck traveling through northern Washington state on Friday overturned in an accident, releasing over 250 million bees. Yeah, like bees in transporting. Fortunately, most of the insects stayed but near the truck, but an estimated 14 million buzzed to the greener pastures. At least 24 volunteer beekeepers arrived to help the bee rehive and their queen in resetting the hive boxes in truck and restoring them for use. Still no word on what caused the truck to overturn. This is according to the Washington Emergency Management. Now, there is a video
covering Whatcom County where there's a swarm of bees. So
you're not going to be able to see it, but let's hear what she has to say.
Overturned. 250 million bees escaped, shutting down Weidkamp Road between Loomis Trail and West Badger. KMOS Denise Whitaker shows us how local beekeepers work to save the bees.
And just to be on the goody-oody here, KOMO News is the one talking about this stuff, so let's continue.
When they said 200 million bees, they meant it.
Hundreds of millions of bees angrily swarming after the truck carrying them in their hives crashed.
So when I heard that this had happened,
this is crazy.
Let's go and see what we can do.
I wish I could show it to you, but we have no video today.
This video with me, a dozen or more beekeepers from several local counties working to save as many bees as possible.
So we're basically one by one rebuilding the beehives over there, putting the frames back in and then having to stack them.
And will the bees just go back into their hives or no?
It's a percentage thing. In this case, no, there's going to be massive losses.
It calms them down with the smoke. Sometimes it works. When they're really angry like this, it doesn't really work too well.
We've had a number of the beekeepers. They've gotten stung, as well as a couple of our deputies.
Throughout the course of being here, I got stung right on the eyebrow. My photographer got stung a couple times on the cheek. But I'm told they're honeybees. The stings aren't that bad. So
okay.
Why were there so many bees on a truck being moved around?
This happens regularly every year. You know, we get the pollinators up so that we can, you know, have our raspberries and strawberries and all the different crops that we grow in Whatcom County to get those pollinators up here.
Much of the pollinators in the local areas and start new hives, luckily. So there'll be great pollination in this area, but there will be great losses as well.
The beekeepers wrapped up doing all they could to help the bees. Now it's just a matter of waiting until the temperature drops overnight for the bees to calm down and move back into their hives so the truck can be moved. In Whatcom County, Denise Whitaker, KMO News.
Oh, man, what a weird story. But I guess stranger things do happen all the time as we are talking about it. Yeah. What's the name of your new team? The Pollinators. Yeah, that's the name of a team. Okay, let's continue talking. British Airway flight attendant was found dancing naked in the plane's bathroom after allegedly going on a mid-flight drug-fueled bender. The unidentified crew member was nowhere to be found on the flight from San Francisco to London, promoting a full flight search during which he was discovered in the lavatory, dressing him in some first-class pajamas. He was then strapped down for the remainder of the 10-hour flight. Upon arrival in London, he was taken away by the waiting police officers. The plane was cruising at 37,000 feet over the Atlantic, but then this bloke seemed to be higher than anyone else, one worker said about the incident. This is according to the site. I mean, hey, I guess, you know, some strange things happen all the time, but we just never know what the hell's going on.
Duh.
So there you go. some things to think about inside of the world of the multiverse. Anyways, let's see. Actress Valerie McCaffey has died. She passed away on Friday after a battle with cancer. Valerie is best known for her role in Northern Exposure. She was 71 at the time of her passing. What else do we have? Veteran composer Alf Clausen has died. He passed away on Thursday in the Valley Village home in Los Angeles after a battle with a progressive, spartanuclear palsy. Clausen was best known for his work in The Simpsons. He was 84. Also, Loretta Swit has died. Yeah, she passed away on Friday at her home in New York City of natural causes. Swit is best known for her role in the U.S. Army combat nurse Major Margaret Hot Lips in MASH. She was 87 at the time of her passing. What else do we have? Let's see. Do we want to talk about weddings? Nah, I don't care about that. No wedding stuff here. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, what about this one? Singer Robin Thicke and model April Love Gary are married. He's 48 and she's 30. Hey now. The couple said, "I do," 6 years after getting engaged. 6 years? Holy shit. That's a long time. Okay, let's talk about the box office because people are going to care about this because that's how it works. Let's see. At number 10 was J-Hop Tour Hop on the Stage in Japan. $939,000. The Last Rodeo, $2.1 million. And number 8 was Friendship, $2.5 million. And number 7 was Thunderbolt with $4.8 million. And number 6 was Sinner with $5.2 million. And number 5, Bring Her Back, $7 million. And number 4 was Final Destination Bloodlines, $10.8 million. And number 3 was Karate Kid Legends with $21 million. And once again, coming in at number 2 was Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, with $27.3 million. And coming in for the second week in a row at number 1 with $63 million was Lilo and Stitch. So there you go. I don't know. I went and saw it last weekend. I thought it was pretty interesting. I can't lie. I was kind of amazed on how good the little Stitch looked there. But that's just my opinion. Okay, what else? President Joe Biden says that he's doing just great in the way only Joe Biden can. He told CNN on Friday, "I am mentally incompetent." What? I'm mentally incompetent. I can't walk, and I could beat the hell out of both of them. What? I'm mentally incompetent? Is that what he said? Hold on. Now I'm confused. Let me get to the part here.
The same exact thing 32 years ago. He's alive and well, doing very well. So we're optimistic. We're optimistic.
And there's also been a lot of discussion recently about your mental and physical capabilities while you were in office.
You can see that. I'm mentally incompetent, and I can't walk, and I could beat the hell out of both of them.
Do you want to reply to any?
Yeah, he did say he is mentally incompetent, and I don't think this is AI. I'm just saying. So they're just some info for you. Okay, speaking of Biden, Senator Josh Hawley said on Friday that a Secret Service whistleblower has come forward to his office claiming that Biden literally got lost in his own closet in the White House. He told me that Biden used to get lost in his closet in the morning in the White House, Hawley said. His statement comes from the House of Oversight Committee. James Comer has announced a formal investigation into the information of the staffers protecting Biden during his presidency. What else do we have? Former All Chatter about the book Original Sin by Jack Tapper and Alex Thompson. People aren't particularly interested in tuning into Tapper's own show on CNN. The Lead with Jack Tapper, which airs from 4 to 6 Central during the week, averaged 525,000 total viewers between April 28th and May 25th, a 25% drop year over year by comparison of the shows on Fox News during the time that averaged 3.3 million viewers. Okay. What else? By the numbers, let's talk about this. The Dow gained 54 points to close at 42,270 on Friday. The S&P mostly flat on the day, right around 5,911. The Nasdaq dipped 62 points to close at $19,113. West Texas Intermediate closed at $60 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $62 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.14 on Sunday, and Bitcoin remained, depressed from the recent all-time high, hovering just shy over $105,000. I don't think that's depressing. I mean, some people would still be very excited about that. Just saying, in general, as we are going through that. Also, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $202 million jackpot or $90 million cash payout. A winning Powerball ticket sold in California. The winner has the option of a $204.5 million jackpot or a $91.6 million cash payout. Tonight's drawing will be for $20 million jackpot or a $9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Okay, so listen to this. Taylor Swift paid around $360 million to buy back her master recordings from Shamrock Capital. Retired music manager Scooter Braun purchased the rights to her first six albums in 2019 when Ithaca Holding acquired Swift's former label Big Machine Records. And then he sold them to Shamrock in 2020 for around $300 million. The following year, Swift started re-recording and re-releasing the albums as the way that a way of reclaiming ownership. This is according to Billboard. What else do we have? Let's talk about this one. Todd Chrisley took questions at a press conference on Friday after being released from prison thanks to the pardon from President Donald Trump. I would have remorse if it was something that I did, he said, referring to his and his wife Julie Chrisley's fraud conviction. Todd also revealed plans to return to reality TV with a much bigger story to tell. So there you go. Well, I guess we'll see what happens from there. What else do we have? Shakira told fans that she is devastated after having canceled three performances over the weekend. Thursday and Friday shows at Fenway Park were called off after the city inspectors identified several structural elements that were not up to standards. And Saturday night show in Washington, D.C. was canceled because of her tour production could not be transported in time. No word yet on when the reschedules will take place. Really couldn't transport it in time? That's kind of a weird reason to say that you can't make it. Anyways, let's see. It is about that time to do that thing that we do because it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's get into it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So that means it's main story time, and it's time for us to talk about the things that are going on inside of the multiverse. It is time to talk about some of the things that happen inside of the world. It is things to talk about the stuff that we should care about, but sometimes we just don't give a crap about. Let's just be realistic. I have to tell you that I get to have the privilege, because it is definitely a privilege, to sit in meetings and interact with people that are considered what the people would call the higher ups of companies. But man, does it get weird at times. That some of the people in some of the interactions that I get to have, it seems like the people in up the corporate chain have no clue. I'm not saying everybody, but have no clue on what goes out in the field. What is going on in the field? What is happening out there? And it's kind of an interesting time when we start having conversations with people and discussing, you know, what is the work that's being done? Because a lot of times the people inside of the corporate office have no idea what the field workers are doing. And they get hung up on the most minute thing. And let's just use this as an example. Let's talk about, let's say, a nail. Not like a fingernail, but a nail that you would put into a wall. Where someone will get hung up about how their idea for the organization should use this nail. And they know, regardless of what's going on, that this nail will change the way that things are done inside of the workplace. That the nail will do everything in its while for us, for you, to be able to do everything that needs to be done. That this nail will hopefully give you everything that you need inside of the workplace. And it makes no sense. Even when I say that out loud right now, you can hear how it makes no sense. And there's such a big hang-up of, this is my idea and that's why it needs to be done, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work. I will tell you that I am amazed on just some of the weirdness. It is some of those conversations where things do not happen, where things do not go through the way that they should, that people do not have the conversations the way that people should have the conversations, because we get hung up about some strange aspects. And let me be a little bit more specific here. If we do not involve the workers in the process of what needs to be done, how will we ever understand from a corporate level what needs to happen? And listen, some people inside of the corporate office get offended by you using that kind of wording, by you bringing up this kind of information. It's just kind of a weird deal. It's one of those things that when we start talking about it, it needs to really go into specifics of what the workers are seeing, what the workers are understanding. And we use a lot of this stuff based around using better questions. We use this, a lot of this stuff, talking about some of the things that are important that are out there. But it's not about who gets the more time in the board meeting. That's not what this is about. What this is about is truly understanding what's going on the field. Because that is what we're attempting to make better. I mean, look at it from that perspective, opposed to looking at it from anything else. If you look at this and go, oh no, I don't truly care, well, then that's the problem. You need to look at it and go, making sure that the people that do the work are listened to, are understood, are bringing things in that help out, will change how your organization is able to get things done. If you don't ever look at it from that particular fashion, then that's always going to be a problem when it's all said and done.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Hey. Mr. Safety Training, old, stale, and hacked. Mr. Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation. The structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories. When safety becomes marketing. And when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen. PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi. Radio.
I'm a machine working every day the hardest. Superhuman vision, got my eyes on the target. I'm a beast, got the whole crowd party, make a scene, gonna get loud, real proud, show my teeth, go wild, like an animal.
Okay, we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. It is currently 45 minutes past the top of the hour. And this right here is like an animal with a lean across. Oh, yeah.
Like an animal!
You know how it is. Like an animal. We'd like to thank Elena Cross for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music, of course. Anyways, let's get back into the move and the groove of the things going on inside of our multiverse, because that's what we need to do around here. If anything, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and that healing is possible. Yep. Things can get better, so don't worry. If you go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help, there's information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, and that is the section right there that says Find Help. Just go there. All kinds of information right there readily available for you. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Let's talk about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Scientists say that they think that they may have discovered why it's so easy to pack on pounds back after losing weight. Your cells remembers being fat. Well, not yours specifically, but fat cells in general. According to a recent study by a team in Swiss researchers, fat cells indeed have a memory of being obese, affecting metabolic pathways in body long after pounds are shed. This means that after someone loses weight, their fat cells don't fully go back to normal, which can make it easier to regain weight and stay in the state that they start promotes inflammation and metabolic issues. To counter this, one expert suggests keep moving, eating real food, and building muscle. Yeah, but ice cream. Yeah, ice cream. Think about that. Turns out that my love handles have a memory foam setting. I did not realize that, but apparently this is something I'm going that way. Okay, take a listen to this real quick if you don't mind, because some people might be caring about this. And if you thought Southwest was overstepping when its announcement that it's now charging for checked bags, marking the end of the two bags fly free policy, now airline passengers headed for Turkey will be fined. Yeah, if they stand up before the seatbelt signs turns off after landing, the Turkish Civil Aviation Authority decided to make the move after receiving complaints from passengers. Turkish media said that fines are around $70 U.S. Although the authority isn't officially mentioning the amount, apparently the new fine about the serious increase in complaints about passengers grabbing overhead baggage before the plane has even been parked. Attention passengers, premature standing will cost you more than your flight and snacks. Plus, you'll be judged silently. Caution. Yeah, caution there. Well, if you could save money by sitting on your ass the rest of the time, I mean, think about that. People would be pretty excited about that when it's all said and done. No, like, seriously, think about that for just one moment.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
I mean, things are getting strange. I mean, I will tell you, I have flown Southwest for a long period of time. I'm not going to lie here. In regards to that, I mean, there would really not really be a reason to lie about it. But I'm kind of amazed that they have done away with the two-bag thing. I mean, of course, if you fly Business Select, which, let's just be realistic, it's just a more expensive ticket. Yeah, things are different for you, but I don't know if it's worth its while. It's kind of a strange thing when it's all said and done, if you really give it some serious consideration. But I guess that's just the way life is going as of late. Anyways, with that being said, I think that we need to start leaning a little bit more to the more positive stuff in the world. And let's talk to some John Smalls and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Tom. William James said, "Be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact." Cool quote. Sometimes I think we need to lean more into this kind of thinking, to believe something so much that you help make it true. I think a good example of this would be the old saying, "Nothing draws a crowd more than a crowd," from P.T. Barnum and many others who said similar things. If you have a group of people who believe they're having fun, more people want to be involved in that event. I mean, watch social media. If there's an event and there's people telling, "Oh, it's so much fun," next thing you know, it is fun, and everyone wants to be there.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Are you haunted by past failures? Don't despair. So was Moses. So was Peter. So was Paul. Yet God redeemed their sinful mistakes and turned their failures into material for ministry. And He will do the same for you. No matter how great your disappointment, God can turn your heartbreak into hope. Your past does not have to determine your destiny. God is making all things new. Lord Jesus, we've all made bad decisions, done things we're ashamed of. Yet we do not lose hope. Instead, we take hope because you have a long history of redeeming our mistakes and turning them into material for ministry. In your holy name I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
Israel has announced plans to establish 22 new Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, including the legalization of previously unauthorized outposts. This move, the most significant since the 1993 Oslo Accords, has drawn widespread international criticism.
Israeli airstrikes in Gaza have resulted in the deaths of at least 34 Palestinians, including women and children, according to Gaza's health ministry. The ongoing military campaign against Hamas has raised the civilian death toll to over 54,000. Israeli forces reportedly control more than 70% of Gaza, and some officials have suggested re-establishing settlements in the territory. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A Japanese high court has ruled that the country's refusal to legally recognize same-sex marriages is unconstitutional. This decision marks a significant victory for LGBTQ plus rights advocates in Japan.
The court found that the lack of legal recognition for same-sex marriages violates the constitutional guarantee of equality. While the ruling does not immediately legalize same-sex marriage nationwide, it sets a legal precedent that could influence future legislation. Advocates hope this decision will prompt the Japanese government to enact laws recognizing same-sex unions. Liam White reporting.
Russian drones have struck the Ukrainian port city of Odessa, injuring three people and causing fires. The attack underscores the ongoing challenges in reaching a truce between the two nations. Joseph Eckerson reports.
The drone strikes damaged infrastructure and set multiple buildings ablaze. Emergency services responded promptly to extinguish the fires and assist the injured. Ukrainian officials condemned the attack, calling it a violation of international law and a hindrance to peace efforts.
A federal court has blocked President Donald Trump's tariffs imposed on nearly all foreign nations, ruling them unlawful.
The court stated that the president does not have the authority to impose such tariffs unilaterally. The decision halts the April 2nd tariffs and calls into question the administration's broader trade policies. Legal experts suggest that this ruling could have significant implications for future executive actions on trade. Kyle Norris reporting.
Harvard University is preparing to defend its ability to enroll international students in an upcoming federal hearing. The case arises amid the Trump administration's efforts to revoke visas for many foreign students.
The university argues that international students are essential to its academic community and that the administration's policies are harmful to higher education. Legal representatives for Harvard will present their case in court, seeking to prevent the revocation of student visas. The outcome could impact international students across the United States, Lawrence Keller reporting.
A video has surfaced showing a passenger attacking TSA officers at Miami International Airport. The incident occurred in December and is now part of an ongoing investigation.
The footage shows 28-year-old Dylan McDougal assaulting TSA personnel and behaving erratically. Authorities report that he also randomly attacked other passengers during the incident. McDougal faces multiple charges, including assault and battery. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Oh, yes, it's so bizarre and unnatural when you start thinking about it. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2017, Wonder Woman directed by Patty Jenkins, earned over $100 million domestically in its opening weekend, setting a new domestic record for a female director. The film stars Gal Gadot as the whip-wielding superhero. That happened back on this date in 2017. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Ethan Slater turns 33, Amber Marshall 37, Marina Barcena turns 46, Justin Long 47, Dominic Cooper turns 47 as well, Zachary Quinto 48, and AJ Styles turns 48 as well. Wentworth Miller turns 53. Wayne Brady turns 53 as well. Joe Coy turns 54. Andy Cohen, 57. Liam Cunningham turns 64. Dana Carvey turns 70. And Marie Cheatham turns 85. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, leave the office early day. National Bubba Day. National I Love My Dentist Day. National Rocky Road Day. And National Rotisserie Chicken Day. Well, shit, I tell you, I used to celebrate I Love My Dentist Day, but then my dentist left me. She used to be a professional wrestler. I just haven't seen her wrestle in some time. Yeah, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Anyways, so let's continue talking about some stuff going on. If you need a rando for today, I have one of those for you. No doubt about that. So there you go. So let me give you the rando ando. I asked the boss what I could do to improve my work performance. When I left, he was still talking. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What celeb do you have an embarrassing secret crush on? I don't know if it's embarrassing, but definitely a secret crush. Not so secret, not if you put it in a book. Anyways, let's see. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. The average woman spends 6 minutes a day doing this. What is it? Removing their makeup. Oh, I thought that's what the purpose of the pillow was for. I guess I had it wrong altogether. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come out and hang out for the next couple hours or so, we'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment. There is no doubt about that. If you stay on Safety FM, you'll be hanging with the lights of Sheldon Primus as he's talking about the world of safety consulting. Sorry about the issue today with no video, but it does happen from time to time when the video server goes down. It's just part of the reality. Anyways, that's it. That's going to sum up our time. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave with this one. Most of life's problems are because of two reasons. We act without thinking, or we just keep thinking without acting. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly. Directly.
Superhuman vision, got my eyes on the target.
I'm a target. Crawls out, unleashed, I'm a beast, got the whole